Pepsi Coke.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah? I am white trash. I fucking know my soda.
Welcome to the Jordan Leah program, number 75, champion versus champion, if we're going by UFC rules, you know what I mean? Welcome to the 75th edition of the medical, not the medical, Jesus Christ, I already fucked it up, the metaphysical punk underground. Welcome to independent podcasting at its finest. Thank you to all the viewers, the subscribers, the millions. Jordan Leah program subscribers all across the goddamn galaxy. Not the regular one, the goddamn one. We're going to work on all the goddamn souls. See if you guys can all toss me a dollar on the old Patreon. And see a little dick pics if you're not. That's false advertising. I'll do dick pics on there. It's just a way to support this goddamn comedy. You can view my private Instagram. That way, the Jordan Leah one. Not the one that says the Jordan Leah program. Anyways. Welcome. Welcome to challenging times. These are challenging times. Everyone feels challenged right now. Everyone feels fucking Pepsi challenged right now. You remember the Pepsi challenge? That was fun, huh? Who else is a 90s kid? I am. I took the Pepsi challenge this weekend. I'm like, what's this podcast going to be about? I took the Pepsi challenge this weekend. Me and my girlfriend did. And she failed, and I got it right twice. I did it with alcohol and without alcohol, and I nailed it right the both fucking times. We did it with 2 liters, and we did it with Taco Bell and McDonald's. We didn't do it with cans, you know. And I get it. They all get their own variation. They're like, oh, it's nothing like a glass bottle of Coke or nothing like a can of Coke. There's nothing like being a fat fuck and being so concerned with brands that you have to pick a fucking side and act like one actually tastes better than the other. This has been flat for a couple days. I poured it again, and I'm having trouble today on the Pepsi challenge. I don't know. I mixed them all up. But I do remember looking at the color and the fizz when we poured, and maybe it's just this batch, but Pepsi for sure has more fizz and isn't as light of a color. It's just watered down flat bullshit. Here's my theory on the fucking Pepsi challenge, okay? Because if you ask anyone ahead of time, you go, oh, Pepsi challenge, you know, you think you can get it? You know, you think you really know the difference? And everyone says the same shit, okay? Everyone that likes their own brand, like say you're a Pepsi fan, you go, oh, I know the difference because Coca-Cola is like way more sugary. It's way more syrupy. It's just not as, yeah, I'm a Pepsi guy. But if you're a Coca-Cola side, you're saying the same thing your whole fucking life. You're going, oh, man, I know Coca-Cola. It's just, you know, Pepsi's more sugary. I can just tell the difference. Pepsi's just like a thicker, you know what I mean? It's fucking bullshit, man. It's Democrat, Republican. That's why they're red and blue, man. That's what, it's the same shit. And I don't know. I should have Wikipedia'd before this. Whatever. No, I'm not gonna. I mean, this is gonna be a made up thing. I'm not pulling any facts for this. I bet they're owned by the same fucking people. Okay? And if they're not currently owned by the same is it the Koch brothers that have all this shit? I don't know. Anyways, if it's not owned by the same people, then it is. You know what I mean? You know, you're like, oh, this isn't, we don't really run the world, but like we do. What do you think, Stone Cold? Rocky, it's, you know, who's the best wrestler? Stone Cold, hands down. I don't know, I love The Rock. I'm talking Prime Rock, though. Prime Rock. Today's Stone Cold is better than today's Rock.
Fight me.
But character-wise, seriously, man. We'll see if Rocky, I'll get to that later. But Rock is returning for WrestleMania. That's the shit, huh? Oh, man, I've been on such a 90s kick. That's what took me down the old Pepsi challenge rabbit hole. But you got to pick a side, you know? Elections, gun controls, gay rights, trans rights, transsexual rights, furry rights. You need to pick a side. Do you want the kids to have kitty litter in the school or not? Okay? Do you hate humanity or not? It should be, you know, okay, here's the other thing about the Pepsi Challenge. I got a lot of thoughts about this whole fucking thing. It's rigged in Pepsi's favor, and I bet Pepsi came up with the Pepsi Challenge. In fact, I think I do. It wasn't like a dual commercial. I feel like it was a Pepsi thing. But it's rigged for Pepsi, which I'm a Pepsi guy, by the way. I am. I grew up in a Pepsi household. It's called the Pepsi Challenge. It's not called the Coca-Cola Challenge. It is what it is. It's like me being like, all right, it's Jordan Lear versus Dickbag McGee, but it's the Jordan Lear fucking challenge. Who's coming out on top? I don't know if that makes sense. That's okay if it doesn't. It doesn't have to. That's the beauty of the internet. You can just throw shit out there. It doesn't have to make sense. You know, you can say it's abstract. Can't argue with it. You can say whatever fucked up political opinions you want. You just say it's comedy. Okay. That was the Pepsi Challenge. And to tell you the truth, that's all I have to say about that son of a bitch. Pepsi for life. Next section. Questions, comments, concerns. Thanks for writing in. Comment on my shit. I will read the shit on here. I appreciate all the fans. I appreciate all the views my mom and my girlfriend are giving me. Keep it up, girls. All right. This I meant to answer a couple podcasts ago, but my friend Brennan Ebaugh, he wrote in. He said, what kind of amp do I use? And I got a few amps, kind of. They're scattered across the country in various spots. The one I have here in Michigan, I bought when I was 15. It's this Marshall 250 DFX. That's what it's called. And it's actually 100 watt, but it's like 250 watt amps in there. And it's dope. It's got flange effect, flange phaser. Yeah, it's got chorus effect. And most importantly, it has delay effect. And on top of that, it's got really cool distortion. It's just like top-of-the-line shit. It's solid state. It's not tube. I wish I could have a tube. I think me and Brennan were talking about this. I told him, I was like, dude, yeah, tube's where it's at. I've never had one, but you know, I do like it. I would like one day. I've always been impressed with the digital, the solid state. I'm a fucking delay guy, man. And when I was, like, starting out playing guitar, me and my friends, we kind of gave each other shit for fucking around with effects and trying to dress up your tone too much. And it kind of covers up sloppy playing when you're younger. But I've really loved learning how to, like, play with myself, you know. Not talking about masturbation, I'm talking about guitar. I always knew how to play with myself. On guitar, because I can ring out a chord with the delay effect. And the chord will ring out even further, and then I can solo and then hit another one, and that's pretty much 90% of what I do, certainly on the old JLP. That's fun. I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm in my own, like, rock concert, basically. I have a Fender solid state amp. It's like 25 watt or something. I had it in LA. And I left it in Arizona because it's just too much to carry fucking back and forth. I don't know, man. I need to get it someday, but I left it at my grandma's in Arizona. Those are my, and I have a PV amp, an old solid-state amp there, but it's neither hither nor thither. Thank you for writing in, Brennan, my dog, my road dog. We met at a film production internship back in 2011. I lose track of time. Yeah, revolutionary back in the day. Smoking weed. All right, next fan question, comment, concern. This was from Josh Edelman, one of my buddies. He's a comedy. He's a comedian, actually. He's a comedy. He's a comedic guy. Josh wrote, I posted one of my my monologues from There Will Be Blood I did from the last episode. And I posted a different take of me doing the monologue, Daniel Day-Lewis, being all, bastard in a basket! And it was all fucking intense, you know, I was like, you're lower than a bastard. Or the scene is intense, rather, I should say. Josh's comment was, LOL. Thanks, you fucking asshole piece of shit. What the fuck? You fucking know me, man. LOL? You know I didn't post it as a comedic thing. You think it's funny? Use this funny thing. Yeah, that's your own opinion. It was kind of funny. You piece of shit. That's me go. That's like me going to your comedy and saying, this didn't make me laugh at all. You fucking... And I know you, you dick. You fucker. You don't like my acting. You know what? Here's the thing about doing monologues from movies, though. Why people find it funny. And I've had friends, multiple friends, where I do a serious monologue and they tell me they just, I don't know, they laugh at me. And, you know me. I mean, maybe it's just my acting could be way better, number one. Maybe my acting could be better. I'm a pretty good actor. I'm not so bad, you motherfuckers. However, when I do a monologue, and this is completely defending my art because I'm self-conscious and I am like, how dare someone not love everything I did? However, when I do a fucking monologue, certainly from a movie, I'm not trying to do an impression, you know? Like, if anything, I'm trying to do it the complete opposite of what Daniel Day-Lewis did it. Or any, you know, you want to try to at least dabble around, you know? There's a million different ways to look at a text and interpret it. And the other thing, I take a text from a monologue. I'm not necessarily using that text in that context that actor did. You know what I mean? Like in that scene, Daniel Day-Lewis, he's saying it to his son, who's like, it's over business and shit like that. I don't know. You could be doing it like as if you're saying it to, I don't know, your son that just killed somebody, did something like a reprehensible, you know? Something where you had to cut him out of your life. It's just difference. Kind of fucking, that's my two cents. Some people say don't do monologues from movies, period, too, because it's been, like, immortalized on screen, and you should only do them from plays. And the types of acting and writing where it belongs, I don't like playing that fucking game. It's like the Pepsi-Coke challenge, like, with better movies or that or that. It's like, you know, there's shitty versions of everything. And I'm here to do every shitty version of it I can, mother trucker. You know what I mean? I love you, Josh Edelman. Your comedy's not funny, you fucking asshole. You're fine. Your comedy's funny. He's a good filmmaker. He is. Josh has a good documentary about Alu Bell. A very funny comedian. Check it out. What's that fucking thing called? I don't know. All right. Thank you for the fan questions. Keep sending them in. Keep the critique one. The critical ones. Keep sending me the ones where you say this. I'm still with it. I'll take all publicity. We'll be right back.
Crawl into your skin someday. It must be mine. It's not a crime to put you in my pocket.
All right, all you fuzzy lovers out there, time for the program. All the shit that I watched, read, consumed. You know, I write down, I'm obsessive compulsive. I write down all the shit I do. And I'm very on theme focused, as I always say. And it's February. It's Love is Lane month, you know? It's Black History Month. Should have started with that. I'm sorry. I should have started. Okay, it's Black History Month, too. Which my content isn't quite up to there yet, but I got more of the month left to get there. I've been doing a lot of love movies, if I can. Romance, rom-com, you know, if you will. And also, it's Super Bowl week, which I'm not a NFL guy, but I'm an American culture guy. So I'll be tuning in, and, you know, maybe I'll be drunk enough. I'll give a fuck about the game. But I will be watching football movies later this week. I don't think I have anyone on here. Movies. The Hunt for Red October. I've been trying to watch every 90s movie I've never seen. That shit was boring, dude. I could not stay fucking awake for 1 second of that movie. All right, Cruel Intentions. Oh, dude. Weird ass movie. It's so weird, man. Cruel Intentions, I believe, belongs almost in its own genre of... Because it's got funny moments and dark moments, but it's like it's just this weird thing where it's not quite a drama. It's not quite a comedy. I like it. The subject matter is pretty fucking wild, man. Some of the shit they go after with Selma Blair being definitely having a mental disability and Ryan Phillippe taking advantage of it. And his whole thing with Sarah Michelle Gellar, his stepsister, and them controlling each other. I don't know. It was so twisted. I thought it was based on Shakespeare as I was rewatching it this time. I was like, is this based on some Shakespeare play? And it's based on, actually, some, like, French book or some shit from back in the day. So it is based on some crazy old shit. So anyways, Cruel Intentions. I watched Saltburn, too, which came out this year. Weird fucking movie. I don't know whether I like it or not necessarily. But I will say, Saltburn and Cruel Intentions belongs in, like, the same genre. A film, and I do appreciate them for being fucking weird, like that. And then I kept it going, man. A lot of '90s, late '90s, early 2000s vibe. I'm just sitting in right now. Watch Drive Me Crazy, which I'd never saw before. Melissa Joan Hart and Adrian Brody. I just remember being a '90s kid, and like you hear the trailer with the Britney Spears song, "You Drive Me Crazy." I just can't sleep. I'm so excited. I am too deep. Ba-da-da. Crazy, but it feels all right. Baby, dreaming of you makes me try to take down Justin Timberlake late in life. Ba-da-da. The movie seemed okay. I feel like it just didn't get... Dude, that movie's 99. 99 had, like, Drive Me Crazy, She's All That, 10 Things I Hate About You... I feel like there's one more on here. Cruel Intentions was 99. A bunch of fucking 99 was crazy. Makes you realize there's no movies out anymore. There's literally no movies that are good in theater. Like, there's one every fucking 4 months. That's it. Anywho, watch Can't Hardly Wait. It's 98. It's right before 99. Dude, that's such a good ensemble movie because you barely care about the main character, Preston, and Jennifer Love Hewitt trying to get her at the end. Like, you don't even... It's cool, and it's a nice little bow. It's a nice little through line, but, like, the movie's fucking great, man. I guess because the true love story is, like, the Seth Green and the redheaded chick, who I thought, when I watched that, I was like, oh, what'd she do? She just do this one movie and nothing ever again? She actually does a shit ton of Broadway. You never know. So watch that. Watch Rat Race. Rat Race is just one of the greatest movies of all time ever. Take this idea if you want, but they need to make an episodic, fucking long, awesome version of, like, Rat Race, which is also based on this old movie, It's a Mad, Mad World. Dude, Rat Race is so funny. It's so, what am I going to explain the whole fucking movie? Either you've seen Rat Race or you haven't. But they should make it like an hour-long episodic, like 10-episode thing where you're like really fucking invested in these characters and their backstories and like you're wondering who's going to win at the end. And it's funny, but make it a little bit darker, a little bit more blood maybe, you know what I mean? It's my hell yeah. Magnolia, another 1999 movie. Watch that. That's a weird love movie from a love point of view, but very good movie. Very interesting, weird ensemble. Fucking Paul Thomas Anderson. Yeah, I'll watch anything Paul Thomas Anderson makes. Keep it weird. Frogs falling at the fucking end. It's a real thing. Then I watched Zach and Miri Make a Porno. I love Kevin Smith, and I love every Kevin Smith movie, but like, and I like this movie, but some of the humor sucks, man. I think at the time I was young, and it was just so, there's just so little of like hardcore stuff language-wise that you hear on screen that it was cool back then. I don't know, it was obviously they're talking about sex the whole time, so back when I was young, it really made me laugh. Kind of made me laugh now too, but it really was like, I don't know, I felt a little immature watching it this time around. I watched Runaway Bride. That was the last movie I watched this week. That movie sucks, dude. I never watched that as a kid. I remember, you know, I grew up with the VHS for Pretty Woman. That's, you know, Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. You know, I love some Pretty Woman action, but fucking Runaway Bride sucks. And I look up the Wikipedia. It's technically a screwball romantic comedy, not your typical romantic comedy. I don't like screwball romantic comedies. You can get out of my fucking life. All right. Television. Still watching True Detective Night Country. It's still pretty damn good. It's not perfect. It'll never be what McConaughey and Woody Harrelson put across, but Jodie Foster's still bringing the heat. Kyle Reese still bringing the heat. Enjoying that. I like that it's cold. I like watching it in the mornings before the fucking sun comes. I only watch Night Country at night, by the way. I only watch Night Country when the sun is down. And then I've been watching the series with my girl called Who the F Did I Marry? Now people, you know, you marry someone, you find out they got 5 fucking wives. They got a weird identity that's not. It's a little Netflix show. Valentine's Day themed. I'm about to kick it up with some fucking rom-coms, some Hitch, some 10 Things I Hate About You, some, I don't know, maybe I just, you know, I already watched Jerry Maguire recently this year, so I'll get to some more. I'll be kicking them up. Oh, also in TV, Bobby's World. You ever watch that fucking show? That cartoon back in the day, Bobby's World? Oh, that is a good one. When I feel anxious in the mornings and I'm writing and getting ready and I don't want to attack the day, I've been putting on Bobby's World. Howie Mandel, he's like the voice slash host, writer, creator. Had no idea, dude. I mean, as a kid, I was like so into that. And then you forget about Howie Mandel for years. Fucking man. Alrighty. Live. I've been watching that NFL. Fucking Super Bowl, Illuminati, Shmoonati. Taylor Swift is in there. I don't know if I... Dude, I'm sorry the Lions aren't in the Super Bowl. And I really feel like the playoffs are so rigged beyond the players' control with the flags and the way the refs have control at a certain point. Anyways, there was no way the Lions were going to win the Super Bowl, guys. Okay? Because the NFL got all those fans excited enough. You know, the stadium's packed. Lions gear is flying off the shelves. But if they would have let the Lions win the Super Bowl, no one would have went to work the next day. They would have fucking burned Detroit to the ground proper. No one, it would have been over, dude. It would have been like, I always watch the Cubs. I even always watch the Steelers. Dude, after I watch the Steelers win a Super Bowl and I watch the Cubs win the World Series, I'm pretty checked out on sports, man. I'm good. You know, I'm fine. I watch Anderson Silva and GSP. You know, I don't need to watch a lot of fight. You know, I'm pretty. That's what would happen to the Lions fans. Anyways, California's a big market. They wanted San Fran in there against the Chiefs. I cannot believe the American public is not pushing back against the fucking Chiefs name. Still, I think that, dude, I feel like they set up Taylor Swift with the Chiefs thinking the NFL or the American public would be like, oh, well, hey, let's get rid of that Chiefs bullshit, okay? It's a little weird. It's a little immature to still be using that as a mascot years later. And no one said anything. Everyone's like, we don't give a fuck. And I think so now they're like, well, fuck it, idiots. I thought they were going to, this was going to be the turning point. But bang that drum. They need to get fucking Taylor Swift banging that drum in a fucking music video. Please, the next Taylor Swift tour needs to be her banging that fucking Chief drum. Boom! 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 While she fucking just like, it's like every time she hits it, it's a different ex-boyfriend's face. Boom, Joe Jonas. Ba-boom, John Mayer. Ba-boom, Jake Gyllenhaal. Ba-boom, Kelsey. Ba-boom, I'm going to fuck Andy Reid next. Get Taylor Swift hitting the drum at the Super Bowl. You're telling me Janet Jackson can't have her titty out at the Super Bowl anymore, but you're going to let Taylor Swift go out there and bang that fucking drum? You're crazy. You're crazy. Does everyone know this is big news? They announced it. Taylor Swift is literally going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs drum at the Super Bowl halftime show and throughout the entire game. It's big news, and there's no pushback. I thought they were going to change the name. Hell, I thought people weren't going to listen to her fucking music. They voted. They voted. They said they want her beating the drum. And they want a two-party electoral system. That's what the American, but they sent out a vote yesterday. Everyone had one on their phones. And it said, do you want to keep the two-party electoral system? And do you want, package deal, Taylor Swift to beat the drum at the Super Bowl halftime show? And everyone said yes. Okay. They want Uber to be in independent contractors. They don't want them to be employees. They want Taylor Swift beating that fucking drum. Fuck you, Jonas Brothers, Mayer, and Gyllenhaal. I don't even know the fuck she, I don't care. I love it. Go sports. I watched the Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble. I was so disappointed. I think I had the whole rant on my other podcast about the fucking Vince McMahon fallout. Happened right before the Rumble. Oh, yeah. I was pumped about the Rumble. It sucked, man. It was really uneventful. I really felt like I wasted my time and got duped by the only flavors left in town. You know what I mean? This is the best I fucking got. I will take water and nothing. Thank you very much. I watched the Grammys. I've been watching all the Illuminati shit. I watched the Grammys. What was cool about the Grammys or not cool? I don't know. They had the T-Swizzle there thing. What happened at the Grammys? Jay-Z came out and talked shit a little bit. I don't know what to say about the Grammys. I like that they were on because I like making fun of celebrities. I've been watching all the Illuminati shows. I will continue to. Docs. Some documentaries. I watched all of Rewind the 90s and Woodstock 99, and I'm watching Generation X. I am just going in on the fucking, what do I say? I don't know. It's the birth of the internet. It's, man, the 90s, and I don't know if this has gone away, but the one thing I keep pulling across is like, it's like peak America being like, fucking what, bitch? I don't give a fuck. And like, destruction being cool. And like, anarchy, but somehow anarchy was like, you're picking a side. It's like people getting tattoos to rebel, but getting a tattoo of a Pepsi logo. You know? Like, that's peak 90s. That's the most of the fucking shit I've been pulling. All right. Is this, I've been ranting long enough. Started reading a play again. Got one book down, read Oil, and I'm moving on to plays. Going to read a little Shakespeare. I got to read one Shakespeare play a year at least to get the old noggin sharp, you know? And there's so much Shakespeare, you better start knocking them down. I mean, I could spend 20 years doing this shit. Probably still have more. Reading Taming of the Shrew, which 10 Things I Hate About You is based on. The writers, like, wrote it, basically, with the same plot. So, that's what I'm doing, and then I'll be fucking cool. Anything else? All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for living your life. Thanks for being part of the metaphysical punk underground. And I don't know. Is there anything else to fucking promote? Jordan Lear, JordanLear.com, Jordan Lear Program. Toss me a buck on the Jordan Lear Patreon. Go live your life. Enjoy. If you're going to vote, try to make a difference in this world. Voting is so important. I always say that. The number one thing you can do with your life is to vote and to tweet. You should tweet your emotions and you should vote because it makes a difference.
I fucking hate you. I'm so upset.
Shoot him! Fuck yeah, dude.